What?
I think it's Medavaza.
Yeah. Okay, so basically he starts off with the fact that there's a date given over here, a number, a date, and dates and numbers have very specific meanings. So we saw that part, that everything had its time and moment, and therefore everything that came about in B'yos Olam can't be b'mikra. So big things that happen, the time when they happen, and in other words, it's not just, well, we let things evolve, and when the time they, you know, this, you know, when this happens, it happens. It's the other way around. The time has a certain skula, and that's why certain things happen at certain times. For those that b'chom the galus from the kolzman v'chulu klema, kashenichas adam gan eden shazeo tachlis shemus adam. It can't be that he came into Gan Eden when it's something that's ikahoylam. Had it been bimikra, it wouldn't have a specific time. It was a specific time. So certainly going to Gan Eden had to fit into a certain time. Even leaving Gan Eden, it's not just that he happened to do a chet and go out. So this is something that sort of is a little bit difficult to understand what he means exactly. I mean, it sounds as if he says it was predetermined. That certainly is not something that is a that's right. So what does he mean over? He says that his going out of Gan Eden was not just random, because it had to be built in and had to have a time and many things like that. So I think what he means is as follows. And let's give a mashal. Imagine when you take a sledgehammer and you shatter a wall. So the wall gets shattered into many random pieces and all over the place. There's a second scenario where you take a wall and they have, like, in different things, I've seen it recently, they have built-in breaks in the wall, so that if it breaks, a wall that's, for instance, that's liable to crack under pressure. So they make a crack in a specific place, sort of, and they make a fault line, and, you know, and they glue it together. But if and when it breaks along that line in a certain way, so that it's safer, it's less dangerous, it's salvageable, whatever it is that you want to do with it. So it means that you can build into something an alternative, so that if it is not Shalem, it will have a way of breaking that you know, does whatever it is. Chet and Tikkun is not, well, oh my gosh, the Rebbeinu said, oy vey vey, Adam did a chet, and now let's figure out what to do. We're going to throw him out of Gan Eden, and it happened to be in this time, and so on. Adam had the choice of yes, doing an Aveira, not doing an Aveira. But if he does the Aveira, it'll fall into a certain pattern. It will realize itself in a certain way, and a certain time is more mesugal. Like we said, Tisha B'Av is a time when a lot of tzaras happen. So even though the tzaras, each one is a result of the specific chait and so on, but when it happens, it follows a specific pattern. And if we are noted to do Averis, it'll happen this and this time. And if we do Averis, we get a punishment, it'll be this and this punishment. Things fall along a certain line of Right. That's and the time element is part of it. One of the things, and that's why, it, for instance, Chazal say five things happen bad on Ashivas Betamos. Five things happen bad on Tisha B'Av. And it's just, the Mishnah just not giving you a laundry list. Well, you know, Chazal, people don't like Tanesim, so Chazal found many reasons for a Tainis. It's rather, it shows a certain pattern of things happening. And if you look at it carefully, they tend to be similar things. V'chem Ashivas Mabel. V'gia hefsid la'olam b'chlolo. Ein loma shahoya b'mikra. Loya zman l'davaze. So the marble is not also, it's not a random, for instance, when we get angry and we blow up, we go up at random, we hit whatever's first in line and, you know, smash and yell and scream. The marble was not random. It, you know, once there was a certain hashchasa, this is how it reacted. Going out of Teva also, it had a certain time and date and when it happened and in a certain way it happened, all of it, yes, Adam had the choice to rebuild the world because he was a tzaddik, but how it would be done, that had a zman. V'chein amil shet Avram, ki lo hoya bria cheres ma shoya koidem, he koidem zei Adam bal orlo v'chakach nimol, al teme shoya zei b'mikra, shol shavom e'oshan spol kach nil amila, ki dova zei enoi, ki ab v'avadu shavrom hoi oiv Hashem yisparach, mikom kom muchna yazman al bnei Adam shekav l'mil boit zman. This was the right time and place. Lo ya brias od arelim kwa shoya davrom. There is a certain alpaim shana of Tayu finished then, so this was the time that was ready for it. This is one of the ideas they always say, you know, when they speak, that this, I don't know, the people seem to say that whenever there is a Zman of Geula, like there is, when it's written that, you know, they have a sort of a date that Mashiach might come, that, you know, it's somebody figures out as a kates of sorts. So there's I don't know, people always say that you always find that Puranias come then specially. And I don't know exactly the Makaris. I mean, the Makaris are Chassidish and Makaris, but they tend to be a something which is fits well with the concept of, like, this is a Zman for change, and the change could come about in one or two ways. It could either come about through Toiv or come about through Puranis. It's something about the Zman that carries in itself certain skulas. It's the Gzeiris Tach V'Tat in 1648 were supposed to have been Zmanim that were Mesugal for Mashiach, and because he didn't come, there was all these Gzeiris and so on. B'chein HaTorah Shnita Loila. Now, so Torah. Hine ze seder chosher adata. Torah is a change in the Bria. So in other words, he's focusing on the Maral, events that change the Bria. Hine ze seder chosher adata. Ein roi shati ha-Torah, shi tzuras kol nivroim b'mikre. Shedov ze izbaya pa maharbe, ka Torah tzuras kol nivroim. So in as much as Torah is a world event, it should come at a certain time. His basic premise about things needing a special time is, if it is something that is meant to be a global event, it's going to fit into a certain time. And so there was a specific time that would be miyuchad for it, because you're talking about a global event. So he says like this, Zman, the difference between Zman and Ace is, Zman is something that is a period of time. In other words, it takes a certain amount of time. That's sort of what Zman is. The Ace means it's a specific time for something. It's like Zman is a span. In other words, everything comes within a process. Ace is a specific moment on a continuum. So things that are, and this is a point that Amaral makes in many places, that things that are continuous, things that take, anything that is physical requires Zman to process it. For something to go from cold to hot requires step. Things like giving Torah, you can't say that there's anything in terms of a process, but rather there's a specific time that the world is ripe for that. And therefore he says, and he says, so therefore, when you talk about the things, when Chazal speak about things that are physical occurrences, that takes Zman. When things happen at specific times, that's Ace. Ka'ita shua mecha beha'ova vasein ha'zman, ratzoloyme ka'dova shu muskal shenev ta'zman, unase be'ita. So one is be'ita, one is ma'zmana. So he's using the word Zman generically. He's not using this word Zman as opposed to Ita. So why was Torah given us a specific time? In other words, what are the coordinates of that point that make it miyuchet for giving the Torah? So it says, B'chodesh ha'shlishi, U'mashenit nadav yubayis Zman, V'lekodem z'lachazeh, so first thing is, Torah could not have been given before they left Mitzrayim. As long as they were Mishabodim, there was nothing to be, Torah should be Chalon. That's point one. The reason why it's given Chodesh HaShlishi, so I understand that let's say something. In other words, one part of the formula is after left Mitzrayim. What's the other part of it? In other words, why the third month? In other words, I understand that it was given post Mitzrayim, but what's the third month? So sounds it. Omna Masim es gam kelim malo. Let's talk a little bit about this. He's referring to what the Nekuda of Shlishis is. the Imral says many places, whenever the number three is Shnei Ksuvim HaKrishin Zeh Atshev HaKosev HaShlishev Yachriya B'nehem. In other words, the third point is, let's picture it physically. Let's say you have two lines going in different directions, sort of like two equations that map out differently. There's a point of intersection. At that point of intersection, you have a third mitzias, a third reality, which is a combination of both realities. So the Kosev HaShlishi is really the element of, so the Shlishi is that which combines the two nekudas in a way that is, it's beyond the two nekudas, above the two nekudas, whatever you want to call it, that's what it is. So because the third is number three, it sort of transcends time. In other words, it's like the two lines that they intersect at a certain point. Lines are continuums. The point of intersection is one nekuda. So if two people, let's take two people put forth arguments or proposals. So it has like a lot of ranges, each one. And then where I find the overlap and a common denominator that I can strike the deal or whatever, arbitrate it, that becomes like a frozen point. So Torah, Shlishi is also shaykh to Torah because it's sort of a fix, it's an akuda that's above time. So the Koch HaShlishi sort of contains within itself a subset of two. It's like the final version that was machria between the two conflicting versions contains the elements of both in one circle. So Torah and Kol Yisrael together are let's talk about this because it's quite deep. It's quite a deep point that he's talking here, and so on. When I'm learning Torah, so what am I doing? I have the written Torah, oral Torah. I have Torah in front of me. I have my mind and way of understanding, and then I begin to digest the Torah and try to understand it. And when it gets worked out, it's now the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu means. The Torah of delay, the Torah of Kol Yisrael's Torah, is the Torah that was given at Sinai, worked through my mind, and the result, the part that's due to the overlap of my understanding and Torah understanding, is what the Mechuvin is. So it's a certain sense of shlishi, it's a certain sense of taimim, and that's what Torah is. The idea of v'yovei akos hashiv yachmina, that's the final yud gimel midas, is a very, very deep point that of the midas v'atayin adreshes, because in a certain sense, it kind of is very strange, because, you know, what does it mean? It means wherever I have a steerit in two psukim, I find a third pasuk that explains both of them. So that's not really a midas v'atayin adreshes. I wasn't sure of pshat. It says here that he spoke from here. It says here he spoke here. It must be, what kind of mid is it? All the other ones are logical extrapolations, rules, how to darshan it. So the answer is, when I have a case in the Torah of Shnei Ksuvim HaKrishin Zeh Yovei HaKosev HaShlishi Yachriya B'nehem, then what I'm supposed to do is understand a three-dimensional idea. In other words, it's not just I have two psukim that were poorly written because they conflict each other. We find a third pasuk that tells me exactly how it was. It means that the third pasuk consists of elements of both psukim. And I need to understand it like that. If we can give a mashal to something that's physical, vision, depth vision is primarily generated by the fact that our two eyes have slightly different images, and the mind reconciles the images by figuring out the three dimensions. You know, when they have these toy kaleidoscopes, picture scopes, and they used to sell them in any tourist place. So when there's that, these red things where we have this slide and you see three-dimensional pictures, it's that's how it works. You have a similar picture, one from two slightly different angles, and the right eye sees one picture, the other sees another picture, and the brain tries to reconcile the steer between two eyes, and the brain comes up with the idea that it must be a three-dimensional thing, and that's how they're aligned or arranged. The inyan of it, so any type of havana, in other words, really that's the depth of understanding, because when I get facts and I just absorb facts, then there's no havana there. If a computer would just were to gather in information and respond directly, correspondingly, so that's not thinking. That's straightforward tit for tat. So, you know, if you put a package that weighs a pound, you need a stamp that's a dollar, and out comes a stamp a dollar. That's not machshava, it's not seichel, not das. And seichel das is when I have conflicting pieces. Some people get better with this medication, some people not. So now I need to understand why. What are the points about it? Trying to reconcile two conflicting pieces of data by a new and deeper understanding is really what Koyach HaSeichel is. So Torah itself is mechuvin keneged the shlishi, and that's why it's mechuvin shlishi. So it tells me, first of all, as long as I'm a Mitzrayim and Eved, I can't get Torah. And secondly, it needs to be somewhere to shlishi. Kemashashu gilor, kemashashu zbaya lamala. Ubeshvil ze hufchar hashlishi la Torah ayin shach. Because Mitzrayim hazman as it chills me Yisrael, veinzan muchen rak hashlishi. So this was the third month of us going out from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we are shayach to get tired of that time. Then he goes on to speak about, he brings a chazal about the b'chinas avchan, and so it's another piece. I want to go back to this a little bit more here, because this is a very fundamental piece. You have this idea that this is what shloisha is. Let's go back a minute. We have three of us, and chazal say, you know, ein of us ala shloisha, that of us, there are only three of us. So you have Avram and Yitzchak. Avram and Yitzchak, each one has a conflicting midah. The primary midah of Avram is Chesed, the primary midah of Yitzchak is Din, Gvura, Avoda. And the two midahs conflict, and they are reconciled only in Yaakov. So, and Yaakov is the one that's connected to Torah. And the reason is because the conflicting of Avram and Yitzchak, because since Avram and Yitzchak are specifically dedicated to a midah, which is lower down the totem pole than Seichel, a specific mode of behavior, a specific activity. So the two, they're not reconcilable. In the world of action and midos, kaas and simcha are two different midas, kaas and savlonis. and they don't reconcile. There's no way to reconcile it in the world of the Midos. Midos don't have that. In the world of Torah, which is Seichel and Havana, so now I can say, where's the place for this? Where's the place for this? Let's look at the bigger picture. Maisim and Midos are never part of a bigger picture. They're actions, and an act stands on its own. It's only through Torah and Seichel and Das that we're able to have a bigger picture and include the two together. So that's why the three is always the middle, the Avis, Torah. It's also interesting that Chazal say the halacha is that a person best case try to do bitsua, which means a pshara. We tend to think of a pshara as a compromise, as being a cop out. You know, you don't want to go through the judge of a court case and the witnesses and the slugging and the money, this and that, so we'll compromise. So we tend to think of a compromise really just as sort of co-opting justice in some way. You know, people don't have the patience or the money. But the truth is, it's a much, in a certain sense, Chazal prefer it because it's more emes. Din, if two people, if we have a case, so first of all, pshara doesn't mean I'm just cutting it in half. And that certainly is a cop-out. Pshara means you cut the pieces in relationship to the strength, to the relative strengths and merits of the case. And the logic behind that is that there's no, you know, whenever two people are arguing, unless one is lying outright, they have certain merits. You said this and this, correct, but it didn't go into this agreement, it went to this agreement, it went to that agreement. So carving out the final result in a way that reflects both is a much deeper emes than just sort of, you know, either or. Either or will never be emes. The oimek of din is where I say the final din reflects a piece of this and a piece of that. That's the catch between two. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. By the Yacheleda, that's the next thing over here. Okay. Okay, so next week's, okay, Mutzi, Thanksgiving Day weekend, I'm going to be away by my daughter. So I assume you probably also have, okay.